Time for our letter from America. Well, actually, it'd probably these days be an email, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Or a tweet.
Yes.
But we call it an interview with Mark Levine. He's a constitutional attorney. He's worked in the US Congress. He's now running for Congress. And also at the same time has a nationally syndicated radio and TV program. And joins us, Mark. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have you been elected yet?
Not yet. I have 40 days away.
Oh, 40 days.
And I asked all of the people in Adelaide who know people in Northern Virginia to please write their friends and family, because I know that there's this intimate connection we have between Adelaide, Australia, and Northern Virginia that we need to foster. And so I'm hoping they'll help me get elected that way.
Vote one Levine.
There you go. I actually was saying, dare to dream, vote Levine.
Dare to dream, vote Levine.
And Mark,
you like that, huh?
Yeah,
that's good. And when your campaign team turn to you and say, Mark, are you doing everything you possibly can to be elected? You say, guys, I'm even getting on Adelaide Radio.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, sorry, guys, I'm not. I'm on Adelaide Radio.
That's right. And they're saying, why? But anyway, now Mark.
Matthew stumbled across this story, and it was one of those moments where we said, what is it about Americans? The Oklahoma Little League team is raising money by raffling an assault rifle.
Mm-hmm. Elk City Outlaws. We do have some sympathy, having been parents who have had to sell chocolates over the years.
Yeah. That's one of those things that makes you really embarrassed, actually. I would say, first of all, Western Oklahoma is not necessarily typical of all of America. Please don't judge all of us by Western Oklahoma. But, yeah, obviously that's a really, really bad idea. Look, I know they love their guns in Western Oklahoma. This is an assault rifle. I mean, this is not something that you use for hunting. I could maybe justify it, although I really don't like kids raffling off a gun, but if it were just sort of a hunting rifle. But this is an assault rifle. It's made to hunt people, not animals. And I would outlaw them. They're called the Elk City Outlaws. I would outlaw them. I think it's terrible what
right.
they're doing.
Yeah. Depending on which part of America you happen to be campaigning in, you'd have to pay more or less attention to these issues, would you? I mean, is there a big gun culture in Northern Virginia?
Not particularly, although I can't say that no one has come up to me and suggested that they have a strong liking of guns. I've had a few. I do think that my position's here, where I would ban assault weapons. I don't think they serve any purpose in hunting. I mean, I'm fine with police having them, military. But outside of the police and military, why you need a semi-automatic gun to shoot, you know, dozens of people, I don't know the reason. And I think that has a lot of support up here, but there are definitely people who love their guns in America, including some right here in Northern Virginia. I'm going to, the National Rifle Association is the biggest pro-gun lobby in America, and I'm going to probably get a zero, I'm sure, rating from them, because I don't think that mentally ill people should own guns. I don't think terrorists should own guns. I don't think that violent felons should own guns. And no, I don't think that Little League baseball players should have an AR-15. I think that's a really bad idea.
Yeah. One of the things we probably don't appreciate in Australia is in places like Oklahoma, it is cultural. I know that can be seen as
a cop-out,
but it is. It's how they see themselves. It's part of how they see their folklore, their heritage, and so on.
And let me defend some of American culture. I mean, if it were a hunting rifle, and really, to be fair, this isn't going to the kids. It's going to the parents who win the raffle. I really hope it's not some, you know, 8-year-old that's going to get this gun. But at the end of the day, if you're hunting, that is very much part of America. You know, I mean, you still have hunting rifles there in Australia, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, we don't do an awful lot of hunting,
you can.
But you know, that's part of the culture, and that doesn't bother me so much. What bothers me is there are weapons that are designed to kill people. These slightly dampened down military weapons. And there's no real reason outside the military and police for people to have these guns. I know they enjoy blasting them out at ranges and so forth. And so I say, you know what? Then bring them to the range and turn them in when you leave the range. But they don't really do good for hunting.
But if
you don't need a deer with 100 holes in it. Sorry, no, go ahead.
But if you try and crack open that culture, that gun culture that is part of American society, is it also the right to bear arms because this idea that, well, one day we might have to form a militia and overthrow the government, and that's our obligation to do that. You know, Thomas Jefferson, it's our obligation to do that when the government becomes tyrannical.
You know, I hear people say that, and first of all, their guns are not going to do a really good job against tanks and nuclear weapons and planes. So if they're really trying to overthrow the government, that's not going to do a good job. Look, I actually do believe that if a government gets tyrannical enough, the people can overthrow it. But if that were to happen, and of course we are so far from that it's not even conceivable, then you'd find, I would think, the American military would go up against a government that started, yeah, I don't know, rounding up people. And right. I really think that's in some kind of a psychotic nightmare. And that does, and for America, that doesn't mean that in Syria or, frankly, in Russia, there are places where I can imagine people, or Iran, people rising up against a truly tyrannical government. But America is imperfect. We're hardly tyranny. We have a democracy. It doesn't always work as well as I want it to. But to suggest that there's any kind of tyranny going on, I think, is
But there are some people who but there are some people, Mark Levine, who believe that, who believe it.
Well, I know there are, and they have a right to believe it. It's a free country. That's the proof that we're a free country, is that we allow people to believe that and allow people to say that, and we don't punish them for it. And that's how you know we're not tyranny. We're not tyranny
that's
because
right.
we allow people to cry tyranny, and they don't get punished. I would say that's the definition of a free country. A free country is one where you can call the government a tyrant and not get punished for it. And if the government does punish you for it, then maybe they really are tyrants. that's a good way to find out.
Mark, thank you. We'll leave it there. Mark Levine, thank you for shining that little light on American culture. We love talking
to
you.
It's all about philosophy there.
Yeah, it is. No, it's good. Mark Levine.
Good luck in your last 40 days.
Yeah.
Thank you. I wish me well. I'll let you know what happens.
If you need any help, just let us know.
Yeah, we can be so good for
you. I need all of you to come to Northern Virginia and go door-to-door and convince voters to vote for me. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump across the Pacific Ocean.
It is, across the ditch. Mark, thank you. Mark Levine.
Thank you.
He's a constitutional attorney. He's worked for the U.S. Congress. He's now running for the U.S. Congress and has a national radio and TV show. He's host of that.